God wants you to speak faith. Well, praise the Lord, this is Dr. Bill Bailey, and this is the Speak Faith Netcast. And I'm so glad you could join us for the Netcast today. We're going to be talking about some really important things that are critical in these hours that we're in right now, the time that we're in, okay? So for such a time as this, we have this topic, and that is Proverbs 29:2. You say, how can Proverbs 29:2 be the topic? Well, let me quote you Proverbs 29:2. When the righteous increase, this is from the English Standard Version, when the righteous increase, the people rejoice. But when the wicked rule, the people groan. Now, the King James on this says, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. Now, we're talking about those who rule. That is, those who are in authority. Okay? And that would be political issues. Now, I know a lot of people say, Dr. Bill, you shouldn't be talking about politics. What about the Johnson Amendment? Well, the Johnson Amendment was put in place by President Johnson because he had a particular axe to grind against people that were preaching, basically, things he didn't agree with. So he put in place separation of church and state means we got to have the Johnson Amendment, which means that ministers can't talk about politics. Well, how arbitrary is that? What happened to our First Amendment right to say what we will? I'm an individual as well as a minister. Okay? I may have a doctorate in theology, but I'm also a citizen of the United States. So why don't I have the right to free speech? Well, of course I do, actually. And I can engage in discussion of issues of the day. What is more important than that with regard to the Word of God? Because we're supposed to be believing, standing, and acting on God's Word. And God's Word has a lot to say about those that are in authority, about the government. This is not the least of those. King James, once again, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. Now, the wicked. Before we go any further, we need to define who are we talking about when we're talking about the wicked. A lot of people think of, you know, evil witches, wicked witches, you know, that kind of thing. That's not what we're talking about. The word wicked here is basically anyone who does not live and abide by the Word of God are wicked. If they agree with God, if they speak what God speaks, if they believe what God wants us to believe, they're not wicked. But if they do disagree, I mean, they're disagreeing with God, come on. But if they do disagree with what God says, what God wants us to believe, what God wants us to say, they are wicked. Okay? Now, by that definition, I want to look at another verse of Scripture. Let's go to Proverbs 29. Actually, I hadn't intended to go to Proverbs 29, but I'll go there. We're already in verse 2. Verse 12 says, if a ruler listens to a falsehood, all his officials will be wicked. Think about that. If a ruler, let's say a president, listens to a falsehood, which would be anything contrary to the Word of God, all his officials will be wicked. They will be against the Word of God. That's not where I intended to go, but that's a good one. Hallelujah. No, what I was going for was in my list here of Scripture is Psalms. Let me be sure I've got the right one here. Here we go. Psalm 94. Psalm 94, verse 20 through 21. Again, the English Standard Version here. Can wicked rulers be allied with you? Okay, Christians. I want you to seriously think about this. You're a believer. You've confessed Jesus Christ as your Lord. You've believed that God's raised him from the dead. According to Romans 10, 8, 9, and 10, you're saved. You're born again. But part of that is to confess Jesus as your Lord. Now, I like what I heard Keith Moore say one time. He said somebody told him, "Now, Pastor Moore, I have a right to my opinion." Well, Pastor Moore went on to say, you don't have a right to your opinion if you're born again. Think about that. If you've called Jesus your Lord, if you've given him lordship over your life, you don't have a right to your own opinion. You have a right to God's opinion. Amen? And let's face it, he's smarter than you or I. He's smarter than I am. My opinion's not worth anything. His opinion is all we need. So I don't have a right to my own opinion. I have a right to God's opinion. All right? But let's read this again. The wicked rulers, can they be allied with you as a believer? Those who frame injustice. Oh, brethren, I want you to really listen to this closely. Can wicked rulers be allied with you? Those who frame injustice. And let me scroll up here where I can see a little better. Those who frame injustice and those that band together against the life of the righteous and condemn the innocent to death. Think about that. Think about that. Who is banding together? That's a political party. Amen? Those people who come together in a common cause, a common purpose, they band together and they rule or have authority over men. If they are wicked, if they are not adhering to the word of God, they frame injustice. Now, what does it mean to frame injustice by statute? That's what it's saying here. Frame injustice by statute. They create laws that say that what God's word says is wrong and what they believe is right. Now, let's use a few examples of that. God says, thou shalt not kill innocent life. God says, I knew you from your mother's womb. God says that that innocent human life deserves life. Okay? So, abortion is the murder of an innocent life in the womb. Yet, they have created a statute, a law that says you can do that, and in some places even encourage that. That is wicked men framing statutes that are framing injustice, setting up injustice. And then they band together in these political parties against the life of the righteous and condemn the innocent to death. That's unborn children. They condemn the innocent to death. Wow. So here's the thing. There are political parties out there. There's the Republicans, the Democrats, the Libertarians, the Independents, the Constitutionalists. There's every kind of party out there. They all have party platforms that upon which they have agreed together, banded together, and worked together toward implementing. Those parties have agendas. The agendas are called their platforms. If you study their platforms, you find out what they stand for. One of those parties in particular has within their platform killing innocent children in the womb. Think about that. And they have institutionalized that. They created statutes that are creating injustice as far as the law of God is concerned. And they are causing the condemnation of innocent life to death. Wow. So now here's the question. This is what it's saying here. Can wicked rulers be allied with you, Christians? Believers, those who are giving up your own opinion and having the opinion of God. And God's opinion is that babies in the womb should live and thrive and be born. Amen. Can you ally yourself with a party that condemns the innocent to death and comes together against the life of the righteous? That's what you got to ask yourself. And I'm as serious as I can be when I say every believer needs to look within themselves and say, can I be allied with the wicked? Can I be allied with those that would kill innocent babies? Can I be allied? See, you become part of this group. Remember what it said, they band together to cause this to come to pass. Are you going to band together with these wicked, ungodly, baby-killing people? Now, here's the thing. I'm going to get tougher yet. Just watch me. I'm going to get tougher yet. Back in the Chaldean age, the Chaldean people worshipped a god called Moloch. M-O-L-O-C-H. Moloch. There's different spellings of it. But this god, quote unquote, Moloch, was something they literally was dreamed up by the devil. Remember what the devil is all about? John 10:10, the thief cometh not but for to steal and kill and destroy. Satan's the one behind the killing. Satan's the one behind the destroying. And he created this whole concept of this god, Moloch. Moloch was a god who demanded children be killed. He demanded child sacrifice. And the spirit of Moloch is working today in this particular party, and I'm not going to name their name, but I believe you know who I'm talking about. In this particular party, that spirit of Moloch is demanding children be killed. But their god, if you will, is the devil who comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Look at what this party is doing around the country. Stealing, it's called looting. Destroying, it's called burning down businesses. In some places, people have been killed. So killing, stealing, destroying. They are of their father, the devil. Can you, as a believer, align yourself with the spirit of Moloch? Can you, as a believer, align yourself with this party that has banded together to cause, to come against the life of the righteous and condemn the innocent to death? Can you do it? Well, you could do it, but I highly question your spiritual acuity. I highly question whether or not you're in line with what God has for you. If you're out there saying, oh, I believe to prosper, I believe for healing, I believe for the blessings of God, and you align yourself with the spirit of Moloch, and you align yourself with those that would destroy babies in the womb, I question where your spiritual life stems from, comes from. Now, I know that's harsh, and I know there's not a lot of people who have set people down and said, think about this. But it's high time we thought about this. I am tired of seeing Christians, supposedly Christians, put a quote around it, going out and voting to kill babies. It is ungodly. It is wicked. It is completely against the things of God and the truth of the Word of God. And I'm telling you, folks, it will not stand. Something's got to give. I believe we as believers need to repent and cease from our wicked ways and come together and renounce this evil spirit of Moloch that has come upon this particular party. Get out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Come out from them. Renounce all of that. Oh, but it's my favorite belief. I don't care. The Bible says. That should be your mantra. The Bible says. What does the Bible say? What does the Bible teach? That's what I believe. That's what I teach. That's what I say. And if you have to just The Word of God says you should be conformed to the Word of God, not to the spirit of this world. You need to get your mind adjusted in line with the Word of God. And if it is currently in favor of killing babies, it ain't in line with the Word of God. I'm telling you that right now. You can quote me. Absolutely. Dr. Bill Bailey says, if you agree with killing babies in the womb, you are ungodly. Ungodly means not of God, apart from God. I'm sorry, but I am tired of people taking this namby-pamby, ooey-gooey approach that, oh, we can believe anything, we can say anything, and still be okay with God. No, you can't. God has a standard, and it is a high standard, and it is a standard outlined in the Word of God, and you need to stand by that standard. You need to confess and believe and say that standard apart from all else, and if it doesn't line up with the Word of God, you need to get rid of it in your life. You need to take assessment of what you're saying on Facebook, what you're saying to your family, what you're teaching your kids, what you're allowing your kids to be taught. We're to raise up our kids in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. When they're old, they won't depart from it. Giving them over to an ungodly system that is set up by these people who want to condemn the innocent to death and come against the life of the righteous, according to Psalm 94:20-21. If you give them over to that system, they will be taught under that system. They will have their life affected by that system, their thoughts affected by that system, and they will come up and they won't be, you know, in a situation where they won't depart. Oh yeah, they'll depart if you allow them to be taught the wickedness that is being taught in the public school system. Oh, but Dr. Bill, what am I supposed to do? Pull them out of the schools? Bless God, that's what we did. My wife, Belinda, and I, when our son was born, I said, he ain't going to public school. Oh, yeah, but Dr. Bill, you know, what about being socialized and acculturated and all that kind of stuff? Those are excuses to keep people in these institutions that are designed to draw them away from the things of God. So we didn't do it. We homeschooled Ben, my son, and he's now 27 years old. It's been a while back. But I tell you what, even back then, what was going on in the schools, I would not put him through. Why put your child in the lion's den, you know, yourself? It's one thing to be in the lion's den and have the angels close the mouths of the lions so they don't get eaten. It's another thing for you to put them there. My goodness. I tell you, I know this is strong. I know this is maybe something you don't want to hear, but you need to hear it. Let me give you another couple of scriptures here that I just believe you'll hear it a different light, having said what we've said. Psalm 146:3. Put not your trust in princes, in a son of man, in whom there is no salvation. Now, I quote this scripture because so many people today are looking to the government for their sustenance. They look to the government for their answers. They look to the government for everything in their life. Well, Psalm 146:3 says, do not put your trust in princes, politicians, in a son of man, but in whom there is no salvation. There is no deliverance. There is no healing. There is no blessing. There is no prosperity in these princes or earthly authorities. Strong, I know, but it's the truth. Now, we already read Proverbs 29:12, if a ruler listens to falsehood, his officials will be wicked. And that's absolutely the truth. Let's look at a couple other scriptures here. I've got several that I want to get into, and some of them are uncomfortable for you, but that's okay. Isaiah 30, 21. And your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. When you turn to the right or when you turn to the left. When you turn to the right wing, or you turn to the left wing. There's going to be people out there saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. You need to ignore what the people are saying out there. Oh, walk to the right, walk to the left, whatever. No, walk according to the word of God. Don't walk according to what the people out there are theorizing and saying. Walk according to the word of God. Amen. Joshua 24:15. And if it is evil in your eyes to serve the Lord, and there's a lot of people, particularly in these parties that are anti-God, that it is evil in their eyes to serve the Lord. If it is evil in your eyes to serve the Lord, choose this day who you will serve. This is my heart to you today, folks. You need to choose this day who you will serve. Whether the gods your fathers served in the region beyond the river are the gods of the Amorites in the land whom you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. You've got to choose who you're going to serve. I'm going to choose to serve the Lord. I'm going to think what he thinks. I'm going to say what he says. I'm going to talk about what he talks about. I'm going to believe what he wants us to believe. Now, you might say, yeah, but Dr. Bill, I mean, this is contrary to the whole world system. Absolutely. Absolutely, this is contrary to the world system. The world system is completely messed up. That's why we got to go by God's system. And I know it may not be easy. Yeah, it may not be easy for you. Particularly if you are, in a family that is in this ungodly spirit of Molech party. They may throw you out on your ear. Probably will. But you got to choose this day who you're going to serve. 2 Samuel 23, 3 through 4. The God of Israel has spoken. Oh, I like that. The God of Israel has spoken. The Rock of Israel has said it to me. When one rules justly over men, ruling in the fear of God or respect of God, he dawns on them like the morning light, like the sun shining forth in a cloudless morning, like rain that makes grass to sprout from the earth. In other words, the righteous, when they rule, the people rejoice. Amen. But when the unrighteous, when the wicked, when those that are against the word of God rule, the people groan, the people sorrow. Do you see this? Oh, this is important, folks. This is important. All right. Now, I've got a couple other scriptures to talk about here. And like I said, well, I tell you, we're running out of time. I don't have time to get into all of this. But there are people out there that are trying to sway the body of Christ. Let me just speak to you from my heart right now. There are people out there that are trying to sway the body of Christ away from the Word of God, away from the things of God, and over into secular thought, secular humanism, getting away from God, getting away from His Word, getting away from His precepts. Brethren, choose you this day, right now, who you're going to serve. Who are you going to stand for? Now, I'll tell you the truth. A lot of this is so unpopular, serving the Lord at the expense of all else, that people will come against this. And it's getting harder and harder to be a Christian that stands for the Word of God and the Word of God alone. and sets aside all of these humanistic thinking processes. But I tell you what, folks, in these days, it's more important than ever for us to be that standard, to be that remnant, if you will, to be those who stand for God and His Word. Oh, Father God, I ask you to touch the hearts of people right now that are listening to this program. Touch their hearts and help them choose to follow you, Lord. Follow you and what you believe and what you say. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. I know a lot of this has been hard to hear for some folks, but you need to back it up and watch it again. And back it up and watch it again. Listen to it. Did you know that this video program, there's also an audio version of this? You could listen to this over and over as an audio file. It's out on our website, which is speakfaith.org. And this is the address right here. You can go out there and go to the audio version of this, download that, and listen to it. I encourage you to do that. I encourage you to share it with other people. Let them know what's out there. Now, you can write me here at Dr. Bill at speakfaith.org, D-R-B-I-L-L at speakfaith.org. You can also write me at our regular mailing address, Word of Faith Ministries, P.O. Box 5213, 5213, High Point, North Carolina, the zip code 27262. Now, don't try to write me and say, oh, you shouldn't say this and you shouldn't say that. What I've said is what I believe, what I personally stand for. As for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. Now, I'm not casting anything on those of you that also agree that we should be serving the Lord and we should be speaking what the Lord speaks and believing what the Lord says to believe. I'm not throwing off on you. I'm saying that those of you that haven't made that decision, you need to make that decision to stand with the Lord in these days. Absolutely. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, I thank you that we've had the opportunity to come and minister this. I ask you, Father, to help the people hear it correctly and well, and that it sticks down in their spirit, man. Oh, Father, these folks that watch this broadcast are precious folks. We love them so much, but you must follow the Word of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Join us again next time. Remember, until then, to fulfill the Word of God. The Speak Faith Netcast is brought to you by Word of Faith Ministries and our partners around the world.